evening, and welcome to the Dr. Zeus Film Podcast. This has been a year of many fun and crazy moments, but nothing crazier than 17 concerts. 17. I don't have any footage of the Bob Dylan one because you were not allowed to film, but I will say that Bob did do a song that I was familiar with. You go your way, and I go mine. Yeah. But we gave him a standing ovation after every song. There were a lot of great films out there, but tonight I'm just going to devote it to those 17 fucking concerts. Even I was kind of like, oh God, can I pull this off? That was when it was 4 days in a row in October. And I thought, okay, is this nuts? Because the first night it was Meshuggah, the next night it was the Black Keys. I think when I was driving home from the Black Keys in Mountain View, I thought, fuck. And then Thursday it was Aftershock, and then Friday it was Aftershock. And then a week later I started teaching, and then Pussifer. So it was a wild ride. I mean, yes, I'm going to do a show devoted to the film. There weren't really a lot of films that I really like. I could probably mention three of them because I was absolutely enamored with them. But the concerts, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play clips. I'm probably going to get in trouble for doing this. I don't care because I love the music. But those of you who know me, oh, it's raining outside. I love it. Those of you who know me know that it's all about Tool. And this was the fourth time I had ever seen them. That wasn't lost on me. And it started with this. So that's a snippet. That was in January 15th of 2022. And then in March, I saw a blues legend. Now, a lot of the shows were pushed back. Well, I was supposed to see Buddy Guy in September of 2021, but 2022, here we go. A blues legend. And then April was crazy. April was kind of like a last minute purchase, which was Ministry. I'd always wanted to see Ministry. This was my chance. Here we go. So I went deaf during the first set, and of course, you can't forget the Melvins. The Melvins are legendary. They opened for Ministry. And then, a couple days later, Deftones and Gojira. So, yeah. And then, that same night, Deftones. This had been postponed from September of 2021. See what I mean? And I can say this, that Gojira outperformed the Deftones. They really did. Now, I got into a new band. They've been around for a while. And that was, of course, Behemoth. Now, I went to go see them in Berkeley. Here's Napalm Death. Napalm Death opened for them, as did other bands. But Behemoth took the stage, and it was magic. And I love them, and I am a Behemoth fan now. I mean, I absolutely love them. So, then in June, Bob Dylan, you go yo and I go mine. Yeah. Bob was great. Bob was fantastic. I think I've lost count. And then September comes. September comes, and my friends are taking me to go see, well, I drove them. Of course, Joan Jett. And then Poison. Not a big Poison fan. And then, was it Motley Crue? Vince can't sing. And then Def Leppard closed out the show. And then the next day, the Queen died. I'll never forget that. And then on September 11th, 2022, Nine Inch Nails. Oh, I've got footage, baby. It was wild. It was wild to see some of these bands I'd never seen before. And then Buddy Guy, second time. And we were later told not to film, so we stopped. Oh, it's wild. And then, October, In Flames. Followed by the band we had came to see. Meshuggah! I loved Meshuggah. Oh my god. I was mesmerized by Meshuggah. Okay? And then, here we go. Then I, the next day saw the Black Keys. They'll come after me if I play the rest. Band of Horses opened. Band of Horses was very good. Oh my god. And then, is this Aftershock? Yeah. But that, was that the night? No. Let's see. Chevelle played. And then Slipknot, where we almost died. It was wild. A mosh pit opened right next to me. I was like, uh-uh. Even Evanescence were there. I mean, but Friday was magic. Friday, it was all about Lamb of God. And I love, where did I put their shit? I love Lamb of God. And Here we go. They were great. And then I had to walk to the next area to see these boys again. Meshuggah! Meshuggah just entranced me, okay? They entranced me. And then, the next week, Pussifer.
Vagina.
And then that was the last of them until I saw Chelsea Handler. You weren't allowed to film. Followed by Morrissey. I think I got all of them. And then the last one of the year, Arcade Fire. And there's a controversy behind Arcade Fire because of Wynn Butler, and yeah, I couldn't sell the ticket. Trust me, I tried. But they were pretty good. They were good, despite that bullshit. Did I forget any? No. So the list is as followed. Tool, which started off the year. Buddy Guy, Ministry, and the Melvins. And Corrosive Something. Deftones and Gojira. Behemoth with Napalm Death. Bob Dylan, Joan Jett, Poison, Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Nine Inch Nails, Buddy Guy, Meshuggah with In Flames, The Black Keys and Band of Horses, Aftershock, Slipknot, Evanescence, Thursday. Slipknot closed out Thursday night. Aftershock Friday, Lamb of God, Chevelle, Danzig, and Meshuggah. I walked right past the Kiss set. I didn't want to see them. Pussifer, Chelsea Handler, Morrissey, Arcade Fire. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. 17. And they all meant something to me. I mean, except I'm not a big Motley Crue fan. I mean, it was thrilling to see them, but at the same time, you're like, God, these guys are just... It was the geriatric version, as a gentleman told me. There was a gentleman at the Nine Inch Nails show, and I said, I saw Motley Crue, and he's like, oh, God, I was there, too. I said, he's like, what did you think? I said, oh, jeez. It was disturbing. It was disturbing. And, yeah. But, you know, hey, everyone has their own shit. It's all good. So, yeah. But what a crazy time. What a crazy experience. I mean... Jeez, what's lined up for next year? March, Depeche Mode. Janet Jackson in June. Aftershock in October. And, I don't know. I was going to go see Social Distortion. They're playing in Wheatland where Chelsea Handler played, but I thought, nah. It's good to close out with Arcade Fire. 17 concerts. People have asked me, okay, first of all, how did you pay for this? Well, I had money put away. And then also keep in mind, a few of them had been postponed from 2021 when I really had a lot of money. And so then the rest, it was like credit cards and other stuff. And yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to think. Is there anything I missed? No. I mean, there are some people I'd like to see live. We'll see. I would love to see Behemoth next year. I love the new album. I think another Tool tour is coming up, but it's not going to be for another year or 2 years. So, James, get ready. I told him I'd take him. But 17. It would have been 18 if I had seen Mastodon. I love Mastodon. I mean, I might as well, you know, let's give respect to Vivian Westwood. I mean, the look of punk you would not have without Vivian Westwood, who took it and just blew it the fuck up. Okay? And then at the same time, she became an activist for human rights and LGBTQ, and it's fabulous. And if you don't know who Vivian Westwood is, if you remember that Gwen Stefani song, Rich Girl, which is a takeoff of Fiddler on the Roof's If I Were a Rich Man, where she says, clean out Vivian Westwood in my galley on no gown. Yeah, that's what she says. That's what she says. Huh. But yeah, it was one hell of a year for concerts. I won't ever do that again. Maybe one day when I'm not working for most of the year, I'll just go see concerts. You know, some people go on a cruise. I go to a concert. But it was one hell of a ride. Those 4 days in a row in October were very, very crazy. Now, next October, I'm going to Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. All right? Because I will be off for that week. So it's like, shit, there we go. I've never gone to all 4 days of Aftershock. I will say, going to the first two, then it started to feel like a community. It was like you'd get on the shuttle. Hey, are you coming back tomorrow? Yeah. And then on Friday night, we were on the shuttle, and they're like, oh, I'll see you tomorrow. And I said, this is my last night. And some people were sad, and I wasn't. You know, I didn't stay for Kiss. I didn't want to see them. I really just came. I knew in my brain, because I originally was going to meet up with a friend there. She couldn't go, so I brought the show to her. When I walked into Aftershock, I was aware that Slipknot were going to close out the night. When I walked in, Stone Temple Pilots with new lead singer were on the stage. I was not amused. And then I went and waited at the Evanescence stage. Chevelle was on stage as well. And then Rob Zombie was coming on as we were waiting for Slipknot. I was really there for Slipknot. As I said, a mosh pit opened to the right of me. I was talking to these people, and we're like just laughing. And, oh, let's stick together. Okay. And as we were talking, the mosh pit opens and these guys start coming at me, and I'm like, oh shit. So then I kind of waffled my way back into the crowd. People were getting passed through the crowd. It was madness. There was a wheelchair being passed. This poor lady got pushed out of her wheelchair. I'm going to mention that because no one did anything about it. And they stole all of her merchandise. And yeah, it was wild. There were some things that went on. I remember I was walking over to the shuttle, and I knew I was not in my right mind. That's all I can say. But yeah, it was fun. And then the next night I went, who did I see? I saw Danzig. Danzig was okay. My real intent was to go see Lamb of God and Meshuggah. Well, here was the thing though. Lamb of God's set was going to end when Meshuggah took the stage. Meshuggah was all the way at the other end of the park, which pissed me off. And I said to a bunch of people, what the fuck is this? These guys are metal royalty, and you're going to put them all the way at the back on the little stage. And so I left right as Lamb of God was finishing their set and walked over to the Meshuggah set, even though I'd already seen them a couple of days later. And then let's not forget Band of Horses and the Black Keys on Tuesday or Wednesday. So yeah, it was wild. I want to give a shout out to the gentleman I met at that show. It was good talking to you. We were going to connect at Aftershock, but we didn't. He was sitting next to me at the Black Keys show, and his son is a musician. We were talking, and he was telling me how he saw the Black Keys in Vegas, and they'd done a blues set in Vegas, and it didn't go well, but it went well in Mountain View. And I said to him, well, come on, we're in the Bay Area, the blues, jazz, let's go. Vegas is all about partying, you know? What happens in Vegas stays in shitty Vegas. Huh. But I'm sure I'll change my tune when I go see Lady Gaga in Vegas one day. I don't know. But yeah, it was 17 concerts. 17 concerts. If I had to say which one was the most expensive, okay? Because some of them I went by myself. I didn't pay for the Motley Crue one. Thank you, Matthew. And Joan Jett, and Def Leppard, and Poison. For me, the expensive one was Tool. $600 for two tickets. $600 for two. Now, when Tool does their final tour, I have to save up because I said to my friend, look, the final tour, I'm shelling out. You got to give me money, though, or we'll have to buy them together. I'm shelling out $1,000 just to see them up close. The final shows. Those are going to be car payments right there. The final Tool shows. We're going to do it. I'm going to see them at least four times during that final tour. That's my goal. I'm going to say, okay, we're seeing Tool four, five times. We could travel, see them in Nevada, San Francisco, Sacramento, Los Angeles. I'm not kidding. We are going to be Band-Aids just to see Tool on the final tour. Or as she said in the movie, Gia, just fuck everything else. We're going to see Tool. That's what we're going to do. Huh. I've already seen them four times. Some people would say, that's enough. I want to see them more. Okay? More. Yes, Metallica is touring next year. Let's see how that new album turns out. I like them. The first time I saw Metallica live, they were pretty good. Self-Destruct. And then I saw them in 2021 at Aftershock, and that sucked. The crowd sucked. The people sucked. And I left. I said, fuck this. I'm leaving. And I left. So why would I go back to Aftershock after a very shitty first time experience? Because my friend said, I'll meet you there. But she didn't go, so I was solo. But it was fun. You know, I found some people. We hung out Thursday night. And then Friday I saw some of them and I had my shades on. I didn't say anything because I felt I had already given them nuggets of knowledge and information. I remember there was this guy on the bus and he had just turned 21 and he's like, what should I read? I said, okay, you need to read Black Ice by Eldridge Cleaver. Okay. You need to read Anything and Everything by William S. Burroughs. I'm sure that will freak him out when he gets to it. Naked Lunch. You have to read Lawrence Ferlinghetti. You have to read Patti Smith. Just kids. So I'm telling him all these things, and then I saw him, I think he was going into a mosh pit, and I told someone I backed away because I was like, I already gave him his nugget of information. I had those shades on so I could people watch, all right? Because I'd find that if I stand a certain way and just kind of keep to myself, people won't fuck with me. And so they don't fuck with me. It's as simple as that. So it was a concert experience year. I still can't believe it as I talk about it. It's the Dr. Zeus Film Podcast. Yes, and there were visuals. Tool, Behemoth, Miss Sugar, the Black Keys. That, oh God, that was visual. That was visual. Motley Crue was like a bloated mess. It was just a bloated mess. Nine Inch Nails, that was striking. That was visual. That was striking. That was like taking a punch to the face. That's how good they were. Bob Dylan. It was visual to an extent. Gojira was beautifully visual. Deftones, of course. Ministry really took that cake and they split it open. And I lost my hearing after the first song. I couldn't hear myself cheer, and I went, oh, shit. Because I was way up in the front. I could see Al Jorgensen. I could see that chain link fence. I was like, all right, we're going to die. And my hearing came back, but yeah. There were crosses upside down. It was wild. Shit was on fire, but nothing. I mean, nothing compares to the Slipknot shit fest. That was good, but scary. First of all, it was hot. Anytime they dropped water on us, it was like a thrill. The mosh pit, there was smoke everywhere. Sure, we thought we were going to die. It was like, oh my God. You know, they did an encore, and then people started to get wild. So that's the Dr. Zeus Film Podcast, Concert 2022. All right. I'm trying to think of the ones I went by myself. Quite a few. Tool, I went with a friend. Buddy Guy, I went with a friend. Motley Crue and all them went with a friend. Morrissey went with a friend. Buddy Guy again went with some friends. Trying to think. Yeah, it was mostly me going solo. I'm not afraid of that. So, yep. It's the Dr. Zeus Film Podcast. Unpleasant dreams.